I was fortunate enough to be raised on both languages. We spoke French at home, and I went to the Lycée Français here in New York. And I began working in theater. It was a French theater here in New York, and we translated plays into English and staged them or gave readings and published them in English. And now, you know, ever since then, I've actually devoted myself to translating books.
What are some of the difficulties of taking something from one language and conveying that into a second language?
Well, it is a huge problem because each language is very unique. It's a little bit like cooking without the exact ingredients. You have to improvise and maybe find some other ingredient. I mean, some of the most difficult things are humor, for example, that doesn't translate easily, or slang doesn't translate. But there are also all sorts of French novelists. Some of them very much like to play on words. Recently in a novel I translated, the title was The Donation, The Donation. And so she played on don, pardon, abandon. It means gift. It means forgive. You can do this. You know, so I switched that to give, forgive. Then since I had a four, I took forsake, which is closer to abandonment. But, you know, you have to sort of improvise and find things.
And of course, today, April 23rd, is World Book Day, with the focus being on translation. And I asked you about the challenges, but what are some of the joys?
I think that no one realizes how much a translator gets completely immersed in the task. Sometimes if it's a nonfiction, a book of history or something, you research the subject because you don't want to look like a fool. And so you become almost, like the author in your mind, you know, and you have to in order to really do this properly. I'm very, very glad that you chose to to talk about translation, because I think it's undervalued in general. I mean, where would we be if we didn't have, you know, great books that have been translated, and we would be so isolated culturally? I mean, we wouldn't know anything about what's going on. But it's so valuable and yet so unappreciated.
Catherine, has there been a book or a play that you are particularly proud of the work that you've done, or that, as you mentioned, when you translate, you have to get into the mind of the author, get into the world of the author, you become so involved. Is there any particular book that has...
It would be very hard for me to find one that I would... very often you're very happy with what you've done, and then, you know, a little while after that, you look at it and you would like to change it again. So I'm reluctant to say that there's anything I've been, you know, that I would point out to, you know.
But do you have a favorite book in English?
I have books that I enjoyed because of the book was enjoyable, so I loved working on them, and there's several like that. You discover a whole world. It turns out that what I enjoyed most was a book by a writer who's not even French-born. He's Lebanese. His name is Amin Maalouf. Actually, he was recently elected to the French Academy, and there was a book of his called Origins, which is his own attempt to sort of trace his grandfather's life and his great uncle's life in Lebanon. So this was great. You know, it was a revelation to me. I learned all about Lebanon, all about the Ottoman Empire in a wonderful way by just translating and immersing myself in that book.